Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
I ask you, lay out a case why you would start Jameis Winston. Why would you start DTR? All right. Lay out the case for me.
I would start Jameis Winston. First of all, I would start Jameis Winston. And the reason why is, though he has made some really ugly-looking interceptions in the last several games, I think he is a viable candidate to be your starting quarterback next year. And because of that, I want to get him every possible rep in this offense I can get him. And I want to work through it. And so I want him to play, and I want him to get even more comfortable with everything going on. And that's why I would start him. And if they start DTR, in my estimation, Andy, that means they're moving on from Jameis. He'll have no significant role on this team next year. If he's back, and I can't imagine he would be, because if I'm his agent and they bench me with three games to go, I'm getting him out of here. I don't think, and I like DTR. Does he become the rare fifth, sixth round pick who becomes a starting quarterback and a good one in the NFL? Unlikely.
Right.
Possible. Unlikely.
I agree with that.
And I would, that's why I would play Jameis, because right now I don't have a better option to be my starting quarterback next year. I don't have one. There's not one. It's not Deshaun, and it's not DTR. So I'd give Jameis every possible rep. And let's see. And we get three more games to make a decision.
I think we've seen what Jameis Winston is. Like, I just don't see that changing. I don't have a lot of hope that that's going to change. I mean, the last couple of weeks, it's just been guy that can get you up and down the field and then eventually throws a pick in the end zone. And you're like,
well, he threw two bad passes.
He's got at least three of them.
He just cut them loose and let them fly.
Unfortunately, that's the stinging.
He also threw for 497 against Denver.
Yeah, I know. It's the stinging. But they didn't win the game.
I know, but he gave them a chance to win the game, and he also took away a chance by throwing two pick sixes.
Yeah, it's
which, by the way, is a phrase I don't like, but that's okay. Pick six.
Why don't you like it?
I don't know. I've never liked it.
How do you feel about scoop and score?
I don't care for that one either.
Wow, really?
Yeah, scoop and score is a little more legit, I think, but that's okay.
No, I don't understand. It seems very
I don't know. It's
nitpicky.
Yeah. Everybody uses it now.
I've always liked it. I'm sitting here just trying to figure this. I don't feel like the quarterback of this team is here right now.
Well,
I don't think it's Deshaun Watson.
If there's anybody, who is it?
It's none of the three that we have right now.
Pick one. Pick one of the four. Who's the most likely to possibly be the starter next year.
Week one or at some point during the season?
Week one of the four guys who are here right now.
You're saying I must pick one.
I'm making you. Is it Jameis? Is it Deshaun? Is it DTR? Is it Bailey Zappe? Which guy is the most likely to be the starter week one of next year? Because that guy should be starting the final three games. If he's capable.
I'm going to be 1,000% honest. If you're saying I've got to pick one, who gives you the best chance to win right out of the gate, it's Jameis Winston. I don't think any of the quarterbacks that are currently on the Browns roster right now should be the starting quarterback next season. They need to figure and I say this with my hands tied behind my back because of the fiscal ramifications of what's going on, and I don't know where they can go, but I could live with not seeing any one of these four quarterbacks. I don't even know that's kind of where we are.
Until you have a better option, I think you need to pick one.
Well, you get to the offseason, then you find out what your better option can be. Maybe you can bring in a free agent, somebody that can do a stopgap. Maybe you do draft a quarterback this year and try to go forward.
I get all that.
I also don't know that Deshaun's going to be ready. I think that Deshaun is going to have – we were going to have Mary Kay on today. She's a little under the weather. But Mary Kay said over the weekend – the Browns haven't given up all hope on Deshaun. I've said that 1,000 times. I'm not saying that based on play. I'm saying that based on commitment. And they are going to give him every possible chance they can.
I'm not convinced of that. They have to pay him. That doesn't mean you have to play him. And I think his play has been underwhelming in 3 years here.
Hmm. Kevin said something yesterday about the starting quarterback.
I hope that changes, by the way.
That he does play or he doesn't?
No, I'd love to see him figure it out. I'd love to see the Browns figure it out with him. Deshaun at one point was a top-notch NFL quarterback. That's why the Browns traded for him.
Yeah, well, those days are long gone, and they don't seem to be anywhere.
I couldn't agree with you more.
But
which is why, Andy, I'm looking at what's here now. And if I'm the Browns, I'm thinking, is there any possibility that one of these guys could be my starter week one?
Jeff, I'm playing that guy,
and I think Jameis is that guy.
I don't need to blow up the entire team or the entire organization. I just need to blow up the quarterback.
Well, I get that, Andy, except for one thing.
What?
You have three guys here right now.
Yeah, that doesn't mean they have to be here next year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you might as well see what you have and figure which one is the most likely. Of these three guys, it's Bailey Zappe and DTR and Jameis. Which one, if I had to pick one, if I'm Kevin Stefanski, if I'm Andrew Berry, is there any possibility that any one of these three is my starter next year, week one? And whichever guy I deem that to be a remote possibility, and again, I'm not saying that any of these guys are your starter. Which one is the most likely to maybe be that guy? And I'm playing him the final three games.
If I'm Andrew Berry and I know I'm coming back next year, I'm trying to figure out a way to probably put Deshaun on the bench and put him off to the side. I think he's going to be off to the side in the beginning of the season anyway. I mean,
that's likely, yeah.
I mean, he's going to be injured. I don't think the quarterback of the Browns is currently on the roster right now for next year to start the season.
Are you missing my point?
Last three games don't mean anything.
No, they do, actually.
They don't mean anything. Zero. Zilch.
They will
when it comes to a starting quarterback.
DTR starts.
Well, if DTR jumps off the page, then he'll have a job for next year.
Well, what if DTR goes out? These three games can show you something. You know, can Jameis go out and throw 10 touchdown passes and two interceptions
in the next three games? The argument you're making, though, right now, Jeff, makes it sound like maybe we should see what... Like, we know what Jameis is. Like, there is not going to be some kind of giant epiphany. He might be able to go out there this week, throw for 400 yards, and lead you to a victory, and that's great. But you also know that what comes with that is going to be interceptions, probably an interception in the end zone. And you're going to have to go up and down with that. I don't see that as being the future of this franchise if Deshaun is able to play or not able to play. I also don't know. The one thing I don't know about all these quarterbacks is I don't know what DTR looks like if you give him a couple weeks to ramp up and play a game. That's the one thing I don't know. And maybe that's development, and that's on the coaches, and that's on giving a player an opportunity to do it. Do I think he's going to be the starting quarterback of the future? I don't. But I do think I know exactly what Jameis Winston is, and I do have some question marks about DTR. I've been looking through some of our social media comments yesterday, and they're like, well, we know what he is too. Do we? Do we really know what he is?
I don't. I just don't think you dismiss these final three games and think they're meaningless, because they're not. And they could play a role in who starts at quarterback next year, or at the very least, which one of these three quarterbacks, because I've got to assume, unless they get unbelievably creative and lucky, that Deshaun's back. Which one of the other three quarterbacks is back on this team next year? I would think two of these guys are going to be back.
And the unbelievably lucky part is that we see a Deshaun Watson that we haven't seen since they picked him up.
Right.
That's the lucky part of the whole thing.
Which is also unlikely.
What do you think? Am I off my rocker? You can tell me straight up. I'll listen. I'll listen to anybody. I don't think the quarterback's here right now, and that's where we are. I see other positions that need to develop.
I would agree with you, by the way.
Oh, okay.
I don't think the starting quarterback's here. But until you have a better option, you better work with what you have.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Let's talk more about this when we come back. What should the Browns be doing at quarterback? And do you think the starting quarterback for next season is here right now? 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps. All right, what is best for the team? I guess that's what we're asking you. What do you think is the ultimate goal? I mean, it was asked yesterday by Mary Kay Cabot if Bailey Zappe was, or was that right after the game, that she asked, would Bailey Zappe be an option at starting quarterback this week? He's been the emergency quarterback since he's pretty much arrived, except for one week they didn't activate him. I don't know. I sit here and I'm asking myself, and I know, Jeff, there's a little bit of passion behind this too, but I just don't think at the end of the day it matters who the quarterback is. I need to be watching other positions to see what other guys are doing as far as long-term positioning is. If the Browns lose, it's better for the draft. I don't ever want the Browns to lose, and I'm not going to sit here and go, they got to win this game. Like, I was reading some of the stuff on social that was coming at us yesterday, and I was like, well, what are you talking about? If you want to start DTR, you have no chance to win. Okay.
Funny thing, that message was from somebody named Vivian.
Are you done? So, you heard Kevin wasn't kind of giving us any answers on who the starting quarterback is going to be on Sunday, but by the same token, by the fact that he didn't tell us, did he not tell us that basically DTR is who he wants to start this week?
Oh, he probably said it by not saying anything. I honestly think this should be the approach. If you think you need to see anybody to make any decisions on next year, that guy should start. And not just start one game, start the final three. If you think there's any chance that Jameis is a key part of this thing next year, then you start him and you play him the whole game. If you think DTR is your ace in the hole as a backup guy or possible starter, then you play him. If you think Bailey Zappe is that guy, you play him. I personally think the only one of those three guys, Andy, who I would think could be a real factor at quarterback next year is Jameis. That's why I would play him. If they've already decided they don't want him here next year, which is their prerogative, that's what they do for a living.
Right.
We just talk about it. If they've decided, yep, this isn't going to work. He's not a fit for our system. He's not a fit for our coach, whatever it is. If that's what they've decided, then they shouldn't play him. If they think anybody could be around and a factor in the quarterback situation next year, that's the guy who should play. If you ask Jerry Jeudy who should play, he'll pick up his Jameis Winston sign and pick it around Berea. Jameis has turned him into a stud at wide receiver. It's the best Jerry Judy's looked in his life. I think that's something to keep in mind here.
Let's grab a couple phone calls. Let's go to Bob in Euclid. Hey, Bob.
Well, let's go down the checklist, gentlemen.
Let's do it.
Deshaun Watson, we do not want him, period. He's never going to be the starting quarterback. Jameis Winston, well, we know Jameis' strengths and his weaknesses. The major weakness being quarterback being a position where above the shoulders is the skill you really need. He apparently cannot learn not to throw interceptions in the end zone. He does not learn from his mistakes. What do we know?
And Bob, let me add to that. Not just the end zone.
Right, Right. But I mean, when it's in the end zone, two in the end zone in one game, that's just unacceptable. He makes more mistakes in a game than Tom Brady would make in a season. So that just drives me crazy. So it's not going to be Jameis Winston. So who do we not know? DTR. Maybe, maybe not. But shouldn't we at least give the kid a chance to see what he can do? I mean, if you get Jameis, you're still got the fourth worst quarterback in the AFC North. So that's not, you're never going to win. You're never going to get to the Super Bowl if you got the worst quarterback in the AFC North. So play DTR. If he doesn't make it, at least you know what you're going to have to do next year.
Bob, thank you. Appreciate your phone call. He laid it out. That's his.
Understand that thinking completely. But again, I think it comes down to what have the deep thinkers in Berea decided about next year at quarterback? Have they decided anything about the guys on the roster? If so, then certainly play that guy, whichever guy that you think might be a chance. If you think it's Bailey Zappe, Andy, you play him.
I don't. Do you want to see what he looks like?
No, I've seen what he looks like.
You want to see what he looks like in a Browns uniform?
I don't have. See, that's the thing. I don't have a big need to see Bailey Zappe. I don't have a big need to see DTR. I because I don't consider either one of them as a potential starting quarterback for next year. And I don't need to play a guy who I think could be my backup quarterback next year.
You're going to need one of those two. Ethan is in Berea. Hi, Ethan.
Hello. How you guys doing?
Good. Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. So I want to talk about this offseason and what, in my mind, I think that we should do to be able to get ready for next season.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so first, I want to address the OC, Kevin Dorsey. Ken Dorsey. Yeah. I don't really like Ken Dorsey's play calling or anything like that. So in my mind, I was thinking about Mike Vrabel and how he was doing, how he was good in Tennessee. And
Ethan, don't you think Vrabel's going to have a head coach's job next year?
He's not an offensive coordinator either.
Yeah, he's a defensive guy. But well, even if you did, I mean, he's still going to probably be a head coach somewhere. I'm not trying to shoot down your dreams here, but
no, yeah,
I got to think he'll be a head coach somewhere.
That is true. I didn't think that in. But yeah.
Yeah.
And then also, I would definitely like to grab, if we were able to, Justin Fields, because he, I don't think the Steelers will, I don't think he'll want to stay with the Steelers. I think the Steelers re-sign Russ and keep him for the future. And I don't think he'll be a lot because he's still trying to prove himself and everything else. And I really liked what he done at the beginning of this year.
No, I think it's on the table. Thank you, Ethan. Appreciate it. Ethan,
I don't mind that thought at all.
Yeah, it could be on the table. I mean, I don't know.
He was on.
Do you think the Steelers would want to try to block that, him coming here? I don't
know.
I mean,
I would be stunned if they kept both Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, because whichever one they don't commit to is going to want to go try and be somebody's starter. And I'd be just fine with Justin Fields coming here and trying to be that guy.
Cool Ray. Great. Sorry, Cool Ray Bedford. Oh, what's up?
Cool Ray. Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
I'm going to repeat some people said. Let's play this by the numbers.
Okay.
So Phelps Baskin, let me ask you a question first before I get to my point. Okay. Do you guys think Mike Tomlin is a better coach than Stefanski?
Yes.
Hands down? So if he came free, you would take him hands down?
I would take him in a minute, yeah. I think if he's not the best coach in the NFL, I think he is top three.
But you know what Mike Tomlin can never say? Mike Tomlin can never say two things that's on his resume. He can never say he had a losing record.
Correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And he can never say he was coach of the year. So that's the only reason I keep hearing people say Stefanski should be a coach here in Cleveland. We keep talking about, and I don't like Stefanski, but I'm not going to say he's an idiot. We already know what he thinks about DTR, because DTR been here for 2 years. DTR was competing this year, and he didn't get to start, and he didn't get the backup position this year, and we watched all them interceptions being thrown. So we already know what he thinks of DTR. So we're never going to win unless we get a leader. Everything we're talking about play calling, about talent evaluation, about anything, it all comes down to leadership and coaching. We have an offensive coordinator, and maybe this was his first coaching job, real head coaching job. Great. This is not for you. We need a coach. We got Vrabel here. Put him as the Browns head coach. Let's get this thing done right before our talent is lost. Because everybody keeps talking around and we blaming the players. And, yes, they have something to do with it. But Deshaun Watson been gone for about 4 weeks now. We still ain't been winning. So we can't keep blaming him. We can't keep putting his name out there like, oh, he's the reason we lost last week. No. We can't do that. And for the young man who just called about our offensive coordinator, he's still calling the plays that Stefanski put on there. He hasn't really had a chance to implement what he wanted to get to implement it because he took over halfway through the season when the season was lost. And this
he's the offensive coordinator, so he's coordinating the offense before he started calling plays.
Right. So, and here's my thing is, this is another reason. I don't like, and I call this, and this is not just off Stefanski. Mm-hmm. I hate coaches who does this. When you ask them a simple question like, who's your starting quarterback? And you're not even in a playoff picture no more. And you act like you can't even answer that question. Like, you need to hide that. Like, that's going to cause you a victory. Like, let's get it together. Like, let's do this right. Get us a head coach here. Let's And then if you can't trade Deshaun, bring him back. Make it be clear. This is you're going to compete for this job against this person, and let it go. Because when I look at Pittsburgh, what I see – is I see two quarterbacks that everybody written off that's now playing their tails off for this coach. And mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if they both decided to stay there because Russ, he's old. He's getting older.
Gotcha.
And you got Justin Fields who's young. He might be like, I'm the new guy. I'm the guy.
Maybe. Russ wants to play till he's 40. He's got about 5 years.
Cool, Ray. Thank you. Mike Tomlin found himself in a pretty good position when he got the job in Pittsburgh, right? They were 15-1. And then they were, 11-5, and they won the Super Bowl against the Seahawks. And then, they were 8-8 the last year for Bill Cowher. But, I mean, that everything was in place. I'm not saying that because I hate when people say, oh, he was born on third base. You know, that's what people say about Ryan Day. And he's been able to sustain, and that's what's impressive. Like, he came into a situation where, Pittsburgh had one – they had a 500 season before he walked in the door, and he was able to turn things around. But – I mean, the difference between having to get two more wins during the regular season and trying to get, 14 or 15 more wins from the year before, there's a little bit of an advantage there knowing that, Pittsburgh's able to put talent on the field year in and year out. All right, let's find out a little bit more about the Browns, what's going on with the quarterback situation. Chris Easterling is going to join us from the Akron Beacon Journal. That is next right here on Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092.